Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
Now, Kilkenny's award-winning Smithwick Experience is to close its doors permanently. That was a recent headline about the decision by Diageo to close the visitor centre in one of the jewels in Kilkenny's medieval mile. Local business owner Pat Crotty of Paris, Texas Bar and Restaurant in Kilkenny met with Diageo earlier in the week to discuss the issue, and Pat joins me now. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Good morning, Bobby.
Tell me.
Lovely day here in Kilkenny.
Great. Well, I wish I was down there with you, but this is very, very sad news for Kilkenny, Pat. That
it's not just sad, Bobby, it's serious.
Okay, well, bring me through where you are now. You met Diageo after they said the visitor experience was closing. You met them during the week. Where is it at now?
Well, where it's at, Bobby, is that we said to them that we need this thing to remain in place. Their press statement when they closed it said they had explored every avenue. We know for a fact they had spoken to nobody in Kilkenny. I mean, we're players in Kilkenny. We're their customers. They never spoke to their staff, as in there are people working for them who could have very good ideas how to improve things there. They never spoke to the local authority. All sorts of people who are stakeholders in Kilkenny, in tourism, in economic matters, who all have an interest in this and who are supporting us now to try and talk to Diageo into reversing it. And that's what we've asked them to do. We met at length on Thursday and they went away on the basis that they couldn't make a decision on that, and they would take what we had said back to their people.
Unfortunately, we got a statement in from Diageo, and I'll just maybe read a bit of it for you. We hope to continue this engagement in the coming period as we explore a range of options, including the long-term sustainable future of the building. That's the centre. Smithwick's is proud of its Kilkenny roots and its strong connection to the people and the city. And then it concludes by saying, over the past 12 months, we've evaluated all available options, but unfortunately, we've come to the decision that it is not possible for us to adapt the experience for it to be a viable business and experience going forward. So that seems to close the door on it, Pat, from Diageo's perspective.
Well, yeah, well, we're not accepting that at the minute, Bobby. We've had one meeting with them. We need to talk some more, but we need to talk in more specific terms, and they're loath to do that because they say they've done all their homework. But let's say, Bobby, you were in business for years, so am I. If I evaluated every line on my profit and loss account, there's plenty of things I'd say I need to take that out because it's silly, it doesn't justify itself. And I could think of an obvious one in my business where I have traditional music in the front bar every evening, and I'd say that never justifies itself. But it's part of my offer. If I took it away, the damage that would be done would be more than the cost of it.
I know,
and
but Pat,
this is what they're not looking at in this equation.
No, I accept that. But listen to me, you're a businessman, Pat, and if you look at a business that turned over only 62,000 visitors in 2019, when tourism was at full belt, and in Kilkenny, those numbers, you don't have to be a genius to work it out. You're not going to make much money on 62,000 visitors.
Correct, Bobby. But our argument, counter-argument would be that they have not sweated that. They have not worked Smithwick's in the same way that they worked Guinness, either as to sell the product or to use the experience as a lever to sell more for them. And we think that the Smithwick's experience could be a huge asset to help them to gain more wholesale customers, as in more publicans. There's an awful lot of publicans in this country that don't sell Smithwick's. Why is that? And when it's part of one of the biggest companies in the world, and they haven't managed to achieve that. And it's a fantastic ale. We in Kilkenny believe it's a sleeping giant in that portfolio. That it could do an awful lot more than it does. And they're throwing the hat in. And the other thing is that they said, as you said, they only did 62,000 in 2019. They told us on Thursday that the reason they did 62 is because the building is not configured to take anymore. They built it only a couple of years before that with those constraints there. And now they're saying that it can't do it's the business they hoped it would do. They never built it to do any more.
Yeah.
If they wanted to do more, well, then reconfigure it. They have lots of more space there.
But tell me about its importance. It's on the medieval mile, which I know is a hugely important tourist attraction within the city. If it closes, and regretfully I say this because I wouldn't like to see it close either, but it appears that the door may already be shut. But what sort of damage is that going to cause to a place like Kilkenny that's unlikely to see overseas visitors probably for another 12 months at best?
Yeah. Yeah, we said to them, Bobby, we've accepted that just on that point, that even if they were to mothball it for this year, for 2021, because of exactly what you say, there won't be a significant number of visitors to carry the cost of full staff and full opening and turning on all the lights and the whole thing. So we said, OK, let's agree to mothball it for 2021 and come back stronger in 2022 when the visitors are there. But they're also ignoring that not just... Like the medieval mile is a relatively new concept in Kilkenny. It is still growing. The product along it, the public realm, the local authority are doing fantastic work to create this fantastic walk between St. Canice's Cathedral at one end of it and the castle at the other end of it. But add to that, right behind them on what was their own brewery site, there's 13 acres of a whole new town centre being created. And they will be able to open out onto that as well.
Okay.
So their capacity to create footfall in their own space will grow exponentially over the next few years. And they're throwing it all away before we even get to the starting line.
Well, look, we wish you well in your quest. I do hope that maybe somebody can have another look at this. Thanks for coming on, Pat, and thanks for explaining the situation. And regardless of how this pans out, of how it pans out, we wish you well, and we indeed wish the city of Kilkenny well. All right? Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bob.